We now welcome into the call the head coach of the Villanova Wildcats, Andy Talley. Good morning, Coach Talley.
Good morning.
Another impressive victory for you guys, now 5 in a row, defeating Rhode Island 35-0. Give me your impressions on that victory.
Well, we get off to a quick start. As Jim mentioned, we've been able to do that 2 weeks in a row, which gives our team some momentum offensively. Defensively, we've been playing really, really well. I think that's the strength of our team right now. I think we're giving up about 15 points a game. So we have pretty much the same group we had from last year defensively, so they're schemed up and have done a good job with what they do on defense. So it's given our opportunities on offense, to really get the ball back three and out. There were some three and outs early in the game, and I think that gave us a lot of momentum. We had a pretty good idea of what we wanted to do offensively, and our running game was really coming along well. So I think when you can take time off the clock, run the ball, score early, and get some three and outs, it added up to, a real good first half. So, we went out, I think it was 28-0 at halftime. And, it was just one of those days where we were clicking, and I think Rhode Island's going to be a really good team as time goes on. Jim's trying to put the pieces together there. And, right now we have an older group of guys intermingled with some young kids that are starting to grow. We've been very fortunate early in the season to not have too many injuries and be able to play some young players, especially a wide receiver. So it's been a good start of the year after the Pitt game to kind of, work your way through and develop some guys that are giving us depth on both sides of the ball. So we're in a good spot right now. I'm hoping that we can continue to grow. Quarterback Zach Bednarczyk's, playing really well. He's checking in and out of things in a good fashion. So, it's just one of those days where I think Rhodey, the trip and everything, that's not an easy trip coming down. And, we were home and, settled back, ready to play.
You touched on 2 weeks in a row now in conference play with these quick starts and how well and how efficient Zach has been playing. Is there something that you can put a finger on for the reason for the hot starts?
Well, I think that our leadership has been really good. With our older players, we have 10 fifth-year kids. We've never had that before. And that when you have guys like that have been around and have maturity, I think that helps your program, especially early in the season, to develop an identity. And I think that was, what we were trying to do is to get the senior leadership on this team to set the path correct in the right direction. And they've done that. So Zach, having been knocked around last year as a redshirt freshman, as all quarterbacks come along, finally, has seen the light, doesn't, throw the ball up for grabs like he did last year, and has a clue about what we're doing with our offense. So, he's a good player that can throw and run, and when you have that kind of guy, it puts pressure on a defense.
We're here with Villanova head coach Andy Talley. If you have a question for Coach Talley this morning, just hit *1 on your keypad. We got a couple in queue if you'll get those, Angela.
Your first question comes from John O'Connor with Richmond Times-Dispatch.
Coach Talley, are you having a chance to take everything in on this last tour around the league, or it's business as usual with the nose to the grindstone?
Well, John, it's really been business as usual. I don't think that kind of thing, when it's announced early, really affects you. It hasn't affected me that, this is the last time I'll go to Richmond, or it's the last time, my next to last game at Villanova. We're sort of entrenched a little bit in the season, and I think at some point it probably will hit me. But it really hasn't. We've been just trying to survive in the CAA. As you know, it's World War III every single weekend, so it hasn't really given me an opportunity to get sentimental about you know, this, that, or the other, really.
Thank you. Good luck.
Okay. Thanks, John.
Your next question comes from Eric Watson with BUSports.com.
Good morning, Coach. Kind of a two-part question. First off, what are some of your keys looking forward to the matchup against Richmond? What are you focused on this week? And secondly, regards to the development of your team to date, do you feel you're a bit ahead of where you thought you'd be, or do you feel a little bit untested still?
Well, I think Richmond is a very big challenge. For one thing, it's not an easy ride from Villanova to Richmond, so we're on the road. I think Kyle Loletta is certainly the quarterback that everyone thought he could be in this league, the all-league quarterback, and he's performing that way. Very impressed with the Richmond football team, as usual. They have skill sets across the board defensively. They're a tough group, and they run really, really well. So, you know, I've had a lot of respect for their coach and their team for a long time. They've done a really great job. So we know that this will be homecoming down there, and certainly they had a triple overtime win against Albany, which was tremendous for them. So they have good momentum. The second part of your question, we have really had a nice building block in the last four or five games coming off the Pitt game to play against FCS teams and sort of build our team in terms of good offense, good defense, and our special teams has come around. So I think we're at the point now where we're in the heart of our schedule, and, you know, Richmond is certainly a very difficult out for us. So I think we'll find out a little bit about the Villanova football team and find out if we, you know, are really for real.
Well, thanks, Coach, and good luck.
Thank you.
Andy, you guys were able to get Javon White back on Saturday and put 317 yards up rushing, spread out pretty much by between the three backs and Zach. How nice as a coach is it to have those kind of options, and do they each sort of give you something a little bit different?
Well, we're fortunate because all three running backs are really unselfish, and they're not worried about who gets the ball. We've tried to split it up three ways. Aaron Forbes, the sophomore running back, had a 68-yard run and is playing great. Javon White came back off a sprained ankle and had a good showing. And Matt Goodzak, after missing the first five games of the year, has stepped back on the field. So we have three guys right now, and it wouldn't matter to me who was in the game. Just, you know, all three of them are really good. And, of course, a lot of that has to be because of the offensive line group that we have up front that's done a good job. They're not real healthy, but they've managed to hang in there and be there every game. So that has really helped. And Zach being a run pass threat has helped us. So we have what we need. It's kind of overcome the fact that we're really young at wide receiver.
Just switching sides of the ball, you've touched on your defense and how good your linesmen. You guys, Held Cooper and T.J. Anderson in Rhode Island, had pretty good success running the ball, and you guys totally shut them down, hold them to six first downs. Talk about how well you guys are playing up front.
Well, I think Tano obviously is a force, Passigno on the edge, and Brian Osei has done a really good job for us at defensive end as well. We've played six down line kids on defense, and that has helped. The strength of our group right now is our linebacker core, Austin Calitro, and that group there. So we've been fortunate defensively because, you know, we've controlled the ball time-wise offensively in the last couple of games, and they haven't been on the field a lot, and that helps keep a defense fresh.
Is that going to be pretty critical with an offense as high-powered as Richmond to try to be able to do the same thing this week?
Well, you know, Richmond's a different story now. I mean, you've got a seasoned quarterback down there with a lot of skill around him, both at running back and wide receiver. So we'll be in a real battle. That's going to be a very, very tough game, very difficult game for our defense. And our defense is going to have to come up with a scheme and hopefully figure out a way to just, you're not going to stop Richmond. You got to slow them down a little bit.
All right, Andy, thanks as always for your time this morning, and look forward to talking to you again next week.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you.